两处圣经。
We will read scriptures in two places.
第一处是在以弗所书。
First is in Ephesians.
第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
我们先从第四节读起，读到第十节。
First, we will read from verse 4 to verse 10.
因为这段圣经比较长一点。
Because this portion of scripture is longer.
所以我们弟兄姊妹分开读。
We will read separately.
弟兄读一节，姊妹读一节。
The brothers will read one verse and the sister will read the next verse.
好，我们从第四节开始。
We will begin from verse 4.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，
照亮他已丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里效法我们所施的显明给后来的世代看。
你们的救是本乎恩，也因着信，这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。我们还要再读第十三节，读到二十二节。
Now we read from verse 13 to verse 22.
好，姊妹们接着读。
The sisters read first.
你们所应许的是如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血因着信心
了。因他是我们和睦，将两下合而为一，撤毁了中间隔断的墙。
By abolishing his flesh, the law of its commandments and regulations, his purpose was to create in himself the one new man out of the two, thus making peace.
既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
And peace to those who were near.
因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of the God's household.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。这里说到渐渐成为主的圣殿。
Here says gradually being built together to become a dwelling place, the holy temple.
有读原文的弟兄姊妹告诉我说，那个圣殿和家和会幕都是同一个字。
Some brethren who study the Bible tells us.That the temple, the tabernacle, and house of God all were the same word in the original text.
就是神的家。
So the holy temple of the Lord is the house of God.
我们还读读一处，再读一处。
Let's turn to another scripture.
提摩太前书。
First Timothy.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
十五、十六两节。
Verses 15 and 16.
这一次我们大家一起来读。
This time we will read together.
倘若
我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生的教会，真理的事实和根基，大在敬虔的奥秘，古人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵成立，被天使看见。
被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。 这是很有名的一处圣经。
This is a very famous scripture.
也是好多弟兄姊妹都非常熟悉的。
And many friends are very familiar with these verses.
这保罗写的信，嘱咐提摩太说。
Paul wrote to Timothy.
他说：“倘若我但愿日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。”
He said, "If I delayed, but you still know how to conduct yourself in the house of God."
然后他就给我们看见神的家是什么。
And then he tells us what is God's house.
他这个家就是活神的教会。
He says this house is the assembly of the living God.
是真理柱石和根基。
Is the pillar and base of the truth.
那么他说到这里。时候呢
When he speaks here,
他这个就非常的那个惊讶。
He was filled with awe and wonder.
他就说大哉。
He says great indeed.
对，大哉就是伟大。
Great indeed.
这实在是太伟大的见识。
This is truly a great thing.
所以他就在那呼喊起来说大哉。
Therefore, Paul cried out, "Great indeed."
敬虔的奥秘。
The piety, the mystery of piety is great.
实在是一个奥秘。
This is truly a mystery.
上个主日我们弟兄讲的奥秘。
Last Sunday, our brother spoke concerning mystery.
那是敬虔的奥秘。
And this mystery is the is of piety.
无人不以为然。
And everyone knows that this is a mystery.
就是神在肉身显现。
That God has been manifested in flesh.
这就是教会。
This is church.
这就是神的家。
This is the house of God.
神的家就是神在肉身显现。
The house of God is God Himself manifested in flesh.
虽然在这里有好多的人。
Although here we see many people.
但什么是神的家呢？
But what is the house of God?
神的家就是神在这些人身上在彰显出来的。
The house of God is when God manifests through all these people.
那么这样，当神从这些人身上彰显出来的时候
，When God manifests Himself through these people,
不仅是件伟大的事
，Not only this is a great thing,
并且是一件非常的荣耀，也是非常有影响力的一件事。
It is also glorious and full of influence.
那么今天教会或者是神的家为什么缺少影响力量？
Today, why is it the church cannot influence others?
就是因为今天神的家许多地方是人在这显出来。
It's because there's so many man-made things being revealed in the house of God.
人的智慧，人的自己。
Man's wisdom, man's ability, and man's self.
神在这彰显出来。
We're not manifesting God Himself.
所以就缺少影响的力量。
Therefore, we cannot be effective.
那如果什么时候神在这彰显出来的
？Whenever we're able to manifest God Himself.
那么这一个。是荣耀的
Then that is glory.
也是一件的有影响力量的事
And that is very, influential.
所以他说那神在肉身显现出来
Therefore Paul says God has been manifest in flesh.
实在是件伟大的一件事
This is truly a great thing.
这是一个奥秘
This is a mystery.
是世人所不懂得的一件事
It's something that the world cannot understand.
但是我们这些蒙恩得救我们都知道
But all the believers can know.
为什么我们今天这样
？Why are we today like this？
为什么有这样的表现
？Why do we have our manifestation？
我们知道不是我们自己。
We know that it is not about ourselves.
神在我们身上彰显出来。
But God manifested through us.
我记得好多好多年以前。
I remember many years ago.
因为我弟兄他听见有一位那个朋友对他说。
A brother heard a friend expressing this thought to him.
哎，我看你们基督徒啊，真热心啊。
He says, I think the Christians are very zealous for the Lord.
好像你们都是在那里啊，这个为着神，为着神而活。
It seems that all of you are living for the Lord.
那他就告诉他们说。
And this brother told them.
不是我们热心。
It is not that I am filled with zealousness. But because Christ lives in me,
从上彰显出来的。
Christ manifests through me.
那么有的时候也听人说，为什么你们这样喜乐
？Sometimes people ask, why are you full of joy?
环境比你好。
My circumstances is actually better than yours.
我身体也比你好。
My health is better than yours.
从外面条件来说，各处都比你好。
From outwardly speaking, everything I am better than you.
我们却是天天的忧愁。
Yet I am full of sorrow.
那喜乐的时候很少很少。
I rarely have joy.
但是看见你们虽然不赶不上我们
，But you Christian, although you are not better than I am in physical things,
所表现出那么的喜乐
，But why you express such joy?
到底是为了什么缘故
For what reason?
所以在世人来说呢，这是一个奥秘。
So to the world, this is a mystery.
是他们所不懂的。
It is something they do not understand.
但是我们知道。
But we know.
这不是因着我们那儿装出来的。
It is not because we're acting out something.
那也不是因着我们碰到什么好的事情或者顺利的环境，那叫我们喜乐。
Or something good had come along our ways that make us happy.
是啊，什么原因都没有。
Although there's no apparent reason.
但是住在我们里面。
But Christ is enough.
他就是那个喜乐的泉源。
He is the source of our joy.
从我们里面显出来的时候。
When He is revealed through us.
无论在什么环境当中。
No matter what circumstances we live.
无论在怎样情况之下。
No matter what predicament we're under.
我们都是满了喜乐。
We're all filled with joy.
许多时候外面的眼睛可以流泪。
Many times we will shed tears.
但是我们面孔仍然是带着微笑。
Yet our face still carries a smile.
就是基督徒。
This is Christian.
这是神在肉身显现。
This is God manifested in flesh.
这是一个奥秘。
This is a mystery.
这是一个敬虔的奥秘。
And this is the mystery of piety.
无人不以为然。
And all confess to this mystery.
当这个奥秘在显出来的时候。
When this mystery is being manifested.
圣灵成义。
It is justified by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵说对。这就是这样。
The Holy Spirit agrees and says yes.
我所做的工作就是这样。
This is my work.
神的心意就是这样。
This is God's heart's desire.
就是要神从上彰显出来。
God desires to be manifested through flesh.
从我们中间那表现出来。
God desires to be revealed through all among all of us. And the Holy Spirit justifies.
就是他，神就圣灵是这是对的。
And Holy Spirit says yes.
那若是我们自己显出来的话。
If this is something about our own doing,
我们多聪明,
no matter how smart we are,
我们多能干,
no matter how much ability we have,
但是圣灵不承认,
Holy Spirit will not confess. He will shake, the Holy Spirit will shake his hand.
这不是神的家,
this is not the house of God.
那这是我们的家,
that becomes our house.
我们的家就把我们的思想、意念、我们的聪明智慧在表现出来一个地方。
Our house is a place that we reveal our own wisdom and our talent.
神的家是让神在表现出来的。
But the house of God is a place that we reveal.
所以当神在显出来的时候
，God Himself.
圣灵就成义。
So when God is manifested, the Holy Spirit justified.
天使看见。
And the angels agree.
你知道我们知道地上的人呢都喜欢看伟大的事。
You know, people of this world all look likes to see great things.
有个礼拜堂，是非常的伟大，也是那个非常的辉煌。
If there's a church that is built magnificently,
我们大家都喜欢看。
Then we all wanted to go visit.
欣赏这一个。
We admire the building.
虽然我们不一定学建筑的。
Although we may not study architecture.
看见这样伟大的礼拜堂。
But when we see such great building,
哎呀，实在太了不起了。
We will say this is wonderful.
弟兄姊妹。
Francis,
无论是怎样的建筑
，No matter what kind of architecture it is，
没有兴趣。
The angel has no interest in it.
不喜欢看这东西。
The angel does not like to look at it.
喜欢看什么事情呢
？What does the angel desire to see？
当我们读圣经的时候啊
，When we study the Bible，
我们的主耶稣降生时候，天使在那观看。
When Jesus was born， the angels came to look。
我们的主耶稣在受试探的时候，天使在那观看。
When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, the angel came to observe.
主耶稣死的时候，天使在观看。
When Jesus died on the cross, the angel came to observe.
等他从死里复活升天的时候，天使也在观看。
And when Jesus resurrected from the dead, the angel also came to observe.
最有兴趣的一件事情。
These are most interesting to the angel.
神在肉身显现。
To see that God manifests in flesh.
他怎么样成了一个人？
How he became a man.
怎样降卑他的自己
？How he humbled himself.
他怎样在仇敌试探跟中，在试探那个之中能够站立得住
？How he can stood firm, amidst the temptation of the Satan. How he is strong.
那里勇敢。
And how he is strong.
在受死的时候。
And when he was crucified.
他是怎样的忠诚
？How he was loyal.
当他埋葬的时候。
When he was buried.
他是怎样的谦卑
？How he was humble.
当他从死里复活之后。
When he was raised,
怎样有能力
？How he was full of power.
当他升天的时候
，When he ascended,
怎样的超越
？He was above all.
看见在这里有一个人
，Here we see a man.
是神从他身上在彰显出来的。
That God appeared in flesh.
弟兄姊妹，天使他观看。
But sister, this caused the angel to look. The angel desires to look at this
thing.
If today we gather here and
meet,
and Christ has been manifested
to
us, man will not only see our zealousness or how many people we are sitting here, but man will see that God manifested through these people. To these things, the angel also took interest. They like to come and look. And they preach to the nations. We don't have to speak much. Naturally, this will be preached among the nations. Paul spoke of the church in Thessalonica. They did not speak much. They did not do, they did not even market themselves. But they truly live in the Lord. The Lord manifests himself through them. You see that there are people with great faith. And their faith has been spread abroad. And become the models to all churches. But sister, many times we don't need to speak much. If the Lord has manifested himself through us, naturally it will and it will influence other people. Not only this will influence the children of God, but it will also influence the unbelievers. Being preached among the nations and being believed in the world. And the world has nothing to say. If they hear what we talked about, maybe they will have doubts. Of course, you believe in Christ, you always say she's good. You have many reasons. Yet when Christ is manifested through us, they have nothing to say. They say, we don't just hear what you say. We believe because we see your action. Truly, the living God has been revealed through your living, daily living. And they have nothing to say. Has been received up in glory. Today, all the work that we have done, all our accomplishments, if God did not manifest himself to us, one day when the time passed, then all will pass. Only one thing. Maybe it's the smallest thing. Maybe it's a very tedious thing in our life. Maybe it's something that no man has seen. No man knows. But truly on that particular thing, Christ revealed himself. Then that's Christ's work. He manifested to us. But sister, this small things has eternal value. It will last it will last into the glory. It will have its value. It will be saved there. Received up in glory. And everything we do, if it has no eternal value, if we only receive praises from men and today, then it is nothing. Only one thing. If that lasts till eternity, although it may be small in the world's view, but to God it's a great thing.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会。
But sister, this is the church. This is the house of God. That God appeared in flesh. What is the church?
什么是神的家?
What is the house of God?
神的家就是真理柱石和根基。
The house of God is the pillar of truth.
他为什么让神从他们中间能够彰显出来?
How do they allow God to manifest through them?
是什么能够从他们身上再彰显出来?
How can God be manifested through them?
因为他们是真理柱石和根基。
And because they have the pillar of truth.
他们里面所藏的。
And what they have,
他们里面所充满的,
what they are filled with, is the Lord Himself.
我们知道, 主耶稣就是真理。
We know that Jesus is the truth.
主耶稣藏在他们里面。
Christ abides in them. Christ fills in them.
自然而然，主从他们身上彰显出来。
Naturally, he will appear, will be manifested.
注视。
This is the pillar.
这是见证。
This is the testimony.
这是我们的生活。
This is our daily living.
他们所以能够有神在肉身显现。
The reason that God can be manifested in flesh.
那么伟大的一件事。
Such great thing.
那么荣耀的一件事。
Such glorious thing.
那么充满了影响力量一件事。
And thing that is so effective.
那是因为神从他们身上彰显出来。
It's because Christ manifested through them.
他们是真理的柱石和根基。
They are the pillar of truth.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的家。
But and sister, this is the house of God.
除了这个之外。
Aside from this.
任何的我们的夸耀。
All our boasts,
或者是我们的标榜
or our praises,
都算不得什么
are nothing.
那个不是神的家
that is not the house of God.
神的家乃是真理的柱石和根基
God's house is the pillar and base of the truth.
神的家乃是神在肉身显现
God's house is when God manifested in flesh.
这是那个神的家
That is the God's house.
我们实在是盼望我们弟兄这边能看见这一件事。
I truly hope that our brother sister can see this.
上个月我就说到什么是神的家。
Last month I talked about what is God's house.
我们接着雅各所看见的，雅各在梦中所看见的异象。
Through the vision of Jacob.
给我看弟兄这边看见什么是神的家。
I showed the brother sister what is the God's house.
在神的家里面没有别的东西。
In God's house there is nothing.
只有主耶稣基督。
Except Christ.
他是神家的中心。
Jesus is the center of the house of God. He is the content.
他是神家的表现。
And he is the representation.
他是神家的一切的一切。
He is all in all in the house of God.
这是神的家。
That is the house of God.
那并不是说把我们这些人都抹杀掉了。
That doesn't mean that we're God blocked out all men.
那么若是基督是一切的一切，那我们在哪里呢？
If Christ is all in all, then where do we stand?
弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
我们还这个我们这些都在哪里？
We're all there.
我那个不过主耶稣充满在我里面。
But Christ filled all of us.
也从我们上彰显出来。
And he manifests himself through us.
我们的个个还存在。
We still have our personality.
那一个样子还在。
We still have our forms and likeness.
不过呢，我们里头充满了主耶稣。
However, we're filled with Christ inside.
我们性质我们那个内容和从前和从前不一样了。
Our content is different than before.
我外面所表现的也是主耶稣。
And what we manifest from the outside is different.
人在我们身上所看见的。
What man sees from us,
人在我们身上所摸着的
what man can touch from us,
人在我们身上所能够接触到的
what man can feel from us,
只有主耶稣
is Christ only,
他是一切
he is all,
他又在一切的里面
and he is above all things.
我在这里能够用这两处的圣经来讲给弟兄姊妹
these two scriptures what I want to share with you.
我实在是盼望主把智慧和启示灵赐给我们。
I truly hope that the Lord will give us the
叫我们对神的家
revelation，
叫我们对神的家能够有真实的认识。
So that we will have true knowledge of God's house。This knowledge
影响到我们的生活
will influence our life，
影响到我们的侍奉
it will influence our ministry，
影响到我们的心思为人
and it will influence our conduct。
若是我们没有看见的话
if we do not see，
我们还照着我们思想和观念
we still live according to our opinions。
那个我们虽然花了很多的代价
although we paid some great price，
我们虽然是出了很多的力量
we labored much。
到末了说建造起来不是神的家。
At the end, what we build is not God's house.
那也是人的家。
It becomes man's house.
所以何等可惜的一件事。
So unfortunate.
我们真是要在主面前祷告。
We truly need to pray.
主把智慧和启示都赐给我们。
That he will give us a spirit of the wisdom and truth.
神的家能有真实的认识。
That we will have true knowledge of his house.
看见什么是神的家。
That we can see what is God's house.
这样的话，我们就知道在神的家中，我们当怎样的行。
Then we will know how to conduct ourselves in the house of God.
当怎样的服侍。
We will know how to serve Him in the house of God.
啊，这个看见能够支配我们的生活。
This revelation would change our life.
也支配我们的侍奉。
It will rule over our ministry.
这是我上一次所说的。
This is what we shared about last week.
我们讲到另外一个。
Last month.
我们讲另外一方面。
Today we talk about another aspect.
我们一群弟兄他已经告诉弟兄姊妹了。
Brother John has already told the brothers and sisters.
今天我们所讲的就是圣灵家怎样建造起来的。
Today we talked about how the house of God is built to built up.
既然是这么伟大。
Since this house is so great,
这样的荣耀,
is so glorious,
这样有影响的力量,
and full of impact,
这样的有永存的价值,
and full of eternal value, 那么
这个家是怎样建造起来的呢?
Then how does this house get built?
这个当然是我们所盼望知道的,
and this is what we hope to know.
那么这就是以弗所书第二章所给我们看见的。
This is what Ephesians chapter 2 shows us.
在那一章里头, 在那一章圣经。
In this chapter,
他讲了很多的事。
He talked about many things.
不过其中最主要的几件事。
But there are several important things.
就给我们看见神建造神的家的一个凭借。
It shows us how God built up His house.
神的家是怎样建造起来的
？How He built His house.
盼望我们大家能够记得这几件事。
And I hope the brothers and sisters can remember these.
神的家那些的恩典在那建造起来的。
First, the house of God is built by grace.
那个神的恩典在我们里头逐渐增加的时候
，When the grace of God increased in us, within us,
神的家就建立起来了。
Then the house of God will be built.
那么这个恩典
，This grace,
乃是在我们身上所彰显出来的恩典。
Is the grace which manifested in us.
按照我们从前的光景来说
According to our former conditions,
我们乃是死在罪恶过犯的一般人
We are dead in our transgressions and sins.
我们的生活我们的心思为人
Our livings and our behaviors
是照着那个世人的样子
Is according to the ways of this world.
是在那鬼魔的辖制之下
It is under the ruler of the kingdom of the air.
也是活在我们肉体里面
We also live in our own flesh.
照着我们肉体所喜好的在那去写
We live according to our cravings.
我们原来是这样的一般人
We are people like this.
我们不能成为建造神家的材料。
We cannot become the material for the building of the house.
天然光景来说，我们是可弃绝的。
According to our nature, we should be discarded.
我们只是火炉的材料。
We are just material for the burning fiery lake.
我们不是那个建造神家的材料。
We are not material for God's house.
弟兄姊妹，那是因着神爱我们的大爱。
Once is because of the great love of God.
当我们死在罪恶过犯里面的时候
，When we were dead in our transgressions and sins,
他就叫我活过来了。
He made us alive.
他把恩典赐给了我们。
He has given us grace.
是的，恩典也进到我里面。
And as the grace of God enters into us,
我们就活过来了。
We were made alive.
他说给我们恩典不是这么多。
The grace that which He gave us is not limited.
他要把他的恩典那个丰丰富的那个赐给我们。
He gave us His grace abundantly.
并且用他智慧和聪明啊，把他恩典赐给我们。
And with His wisdom, He has given us His grace.
我们蒙恩得救了。
We are saved.
我们得到了神的恩典。
We receive God's grace.
我们都是承认我们是蒙恩的人。
We confess that we have been saved.
那么我们得到神的恩典。
And we receive His grace.
但是神的恩典不止这么一点点。
But His grace is not limited.
他的恩典那是恩上加恩。
It is grace upon grace.
他用各种各样的方法。
He used all kinds of methods.
用他的聪明和智慧。
Use all His wisdom.
借着各种各样的环境。
And use the circumstances.
把他的恩典充满在我们里面
He fills us with His grace
拥有在我们里头
And He fills us with His grace
让我们里面充满了神的恩典
So that His grace will fill all of us
让我们成为神恩典的彰显
And we will manifest His grace
那成为那个神恩典的标本
And become the example of His grace
神的家就是借着恩典建立起来
When Sister God's house is built upon God's grace,
恩典在我们里面增加的时候
，when grace increased within us,
神的家在我们里头就有了建造。
Then God's house is being built.
当恩典在我们中间增加的时候
，when grace is increased among us,
神的家就在那彰显出更多。
And we manifest even more of His house.
因为神的家乃是借着神的恩典在那建立起来。
Because His house is built upon His grace.
所以他说，你们得救是本乎恩。
He says you are saved by grace.
也因着信。
And by faith.
这个信心不是我们自己有的。
This faith is not something that we have.
神所赐给我们的。
But it's something that God has given us.
我们信了主耶稣基督。
We believe in Him.
我们接受了恩典。
We accepted grace.
那我们里头就活过来了。
Then we are made alive
within. 不仅是我们里头活过来。
He not only calls us to be living.
借着各种环境。
But through all circumstances,
给我们看见他的恩典是何等的丰富。
He shows us the abundance of His grace.
那个恩典能力是何等的浩大。
And He shows us the power of His grace.
为了这个缘故。
And for this reason,
说当我们蒙恩得救之后，我们常常经历许许多难处。
After we are saved, we experience many difficulties.
和我们所想象的不大一样。
It is contrary to our thinking.
我们以为说我们蒙恩得救了。
We thought that once we were saved,
我们成了神的儿女。
We become the children of God.
从今之后，我们要天天欢喜快乐。
From now on, we will live joyously.
再也不会忧愁。
We will never have sorrow.
再也不会有难处。
We will never have problems.
因为一切难处主都替我们担当了。
Because Christ has bore all the problems for us.
因为在事实呢，并不是这样。
Yet in reality, it's not.
当我们在这条路上继续往前去的时候
，As we walk on this way,
我们就看见常常会遇见难处。
We discover we often encounter difficulties.
难处过去了
，One problem comes.
又一个难处又来了
，Another one comes.
有时候身上的难处
，Sometimes will be difficulties in our health.
有时候环境的难处
，Sometimes will be difficulties in our circumstances. Sometimes it is difficulties in our business.
除了外面这些难处之外
，Aside from all these problems,
在我们里面呢还有许许多难处。
Within this we still have many different things.
比方说我们里面罪它也在辖制我们。
For example, the sin continues to control us.
世界在引诱我们。
The world continues to tempt us.
我们肉体在那里这个在那里抓住了我们。
And the flesh grab hold of us.
所以无论是外面无论里面我们常常会碰到许多难处。
Outwardly and inwardly, we continue to experience difficulties.
为什么许可这些难处临到我们身上
？Why did God allow these things to come to us?
只有一个原因。
There's only one reason.
就是为了要增加神的恩典。
It is so that grace may be abounded.
若是没有难处的话
，without problems,
神的恩典不会再增加。
God's grace will not increase.
弟兄姊妹，借着难处，把神的恩典更多显明出来了。
Through difficulties, His grace has been revealed even more.
保罗也说到这件事。
Paul spoke about this.
保罗他身上有一个刺。
Paul has a thorn.
圣经没有告诉我们说这个刺是什么东西。
The Bible did not tell us what that is.
但是我们知道这个刺啊，是他说忍受不住的。
But we know it is something that it's hard for him.
虽然他为了服侍主，经历了许多的艰难和痛苦。
Although he experienced much difficulties serving the Lord,
他就能忍受得住。
Yet he can endure all those difficulties.
这个刺使他忍受不住。
For this thorn he cannot.
所以他曾经多次在那祷告。
He prayed to God often.
求主把这个刺挪开。
And asked the Lord to remove the thorn.
为什么不听他祷告？
Why didn't the Lord answer his prayer?
这样一个忠心让服侍主的人
，He is such a faithful servant.
为了主，可以说把一切都摆上去了。
With the Lord, he has given all himself.
为什么主把这个刺挪开呢
？Why didn't the Lord remove that thorn?
直到有一天，他就明白了。
Until one day he understood.
主对他说：“我的恩典够你用的。
”The Lord told him that my grace is sufficient for you.
我的能力要在人的软弱上显得完全。
And my strength shall be perfected through man.
为什么有这根刺
？Why do you have that thorn?
那是为了增加神的恩典。
Is so that grace may be increased.
为什么有这些难处
？Why do we have difficulty?
那是为了增加神的恩典。
Is so that grace may be increased.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Friends,
当然有许多难处是我们自己的那个错误，我们的罪恶所带进来的。
Of course, there are many difficulties are caused by our own sin.
有许多的难处。
But there are also other difficulties.
那是为了增加神的恩典。
It is for increasing God's grace.
好叫神的家能够得到建立。
So that God's house can be built.
啊，许多时候你说我也没什么错。
Many times you said I did not make any mistakes.
我没有做什么得罪主的事。
I did not do anything wrong to the Lord.
没有光照。
And He did not enlighten me.
为什么我会遭遇这些难处呢
？Then why did I still encounter this?
弟兄姊妹，那是为了增加恩典。
One sister is so that grace may be increased.
好让神的家能够得到建立。
And that His household can be built up.
所以给我们看见。
Therefore, we see.
他不仅是使我们和他一同活过来。
He not only made us living with him.
使我们得救。
That we will be saved.
也叫我们和他一同在那复活。
But we are also resurrected with him.
经历他复活的大能。
We experience the power of his resurrection.
他的恩典是何等的丰富。
We see that his grace is so abundant.
能力是何等的浩大。
That his power is so great.
是罪也好。
May it be sin.
肉体也好。
Or our flesh.
世界也好。
Or this world,
他都已经胜过了。
Christ has overcome all.
疾病也好
，illness,
软弱也好
，weakness,
死亡也好
，death,
仇敌也好
our enemy.
耶稣的权势啊。
And the reign of hell, he has overcome all. This is the resurrection grace. It come out of.
虽然进到死亡里面去。
Although he entered into death.
但是死亡不能拘留他。
Yet death cannot retain him.
阴间不能困住他。
Hades cannot bound him.
他胜过了所有一切死亡的权势。
He has overcome all the principalities of death.He came out of death. And this is the power of the resurrection. But sister, this dwells in us. It is the grace of resurrection that we will be resurrected with Him. And we experience the greatness of God's grace. He also calls us to be seated in heaven with Him. It tells us the superiority of this grace. There is a strength that can hold us up. He places in the spiritual realm. Our natural tendency is to go down. We get weaker and weaker. But there is strength in us that holds up and lifts us up into heaven. That lifts us up into spiritual realm.
超越的
Therefore, our life is a superior life. If we live in this grace, and as grace manifested through us, we will see that we are beyond all things in this world. We will be above all the organization and those who rank.
一切有名称都超过了。
And we will be above all names.
这说出那一个超越的恩典。
This tells us the superiority of this grace. He lifts us up.
也带我们超过外面所遭遇的一切难处。
He also lifts us far above all things that we encounter.
奇妙的解释。
This is such a great thing.
所以是敬虔的奥秘。
Therefore, it is a mystery of piety.It is not something we can do ourselves. But Christ manifested to us. When some people read Matthew 5, 6, and 7, they are often confused. Jesus said, when men strike your face, you turn your other cheek for them. When men requested your garment, then you give them your inner garment.If man forces you to walk 1 mile with him, you walk the next mile with him.
这太不合理了。
You said, this is not reasonable.
我的左脸我不联系就好了。
If they strike my face, if I can just hold my temper, that would be good enough.
我没有还手那我已经很不错了。
If I did not strike back, then that's good enough.
左脸 转过来给他打。
How can I turn my other cheek so that they can strike me again?
事情啊。
This is impossible.
要我的礼。
You want my clothes?
好我把礼给他。
Okay, I gave you one.
他没有要我的外衣啊。
But he didn't want the other one.
外衣由他拿去。
If I gave my other clothes,
实在是太不合理了。
Then that is not reasonable.
强逼我走一路。
You forced me to walk 1 mile with you. You already forced me to do this.
我也陪他走二里。
But if I had to do the next mile with you,
这个要求太高太高了。
That's too much to ask.
这个是我们所没办法做到的。
These are things that we cannot do.
谁能够做到这些事情呢？
Who can do such things? Fun sisters.
主的恩典能做。
God's grace can.
这个恩典是超越的恩典。
God's grace is above all things.
超过了我们的荣耀。
It's above our glory.
超过了我们的脸面。
It is beyond our
shame. 超过了我们的羞辱。
Beyond our shame.
超过了我们的损失。
It's beyond our loss.
也超过了我们的意志。
It also beyond our will.
超过了我们所能的。
Beyond what we can.
他能够使我们活在天上。
He can cause us to live in heaven.
这些都不能摸着我们。
None of these can touch us.
不能影响我们。
None of these can influence us. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
这叫升天的恩典。
This is the grace of ascension. We are seated with him in heaven. You see that the power of this grace is so great. It is so abundant. And God has given us the fullness of his grace.Therefore, he arranged our life. Many things are without reason. Many things you cannot explain. You cannot even imagine. And all these things came to you. versus why?
那是为了增加他的恩典。
It's so that grace may be about.
当恩典逐渐增加之后
，when grace increase，
教会就得到建立
，the church is being built，
圣的家就被建立起来。
God's house is being built。
所以他说到圣的家的时候啊
，therefore when he speaks of God's house，
我们原是他的工作。
He says we are his workmanship。
这个工作翻作杰作。
It is we are his masterpiece。
那个什么是杰作
？What is a masterpiece？
那就是最好的创造。
That is the best creation God has ever done。
最好的作品。
God'sBest work.
当我们知道神是创造宇宙万有的主
，We know that God is the God that created the universe.
当我们看见神所创造的万有的时候啊
，When we see His creation,
我们都在那感叹
，We all wonder.
这个万有太大
，This universe is so great.
远超我们所想象的
，Beyond what we can understand.
神所创造物太丰富
，God's creation is too abundant.
太美丽
，It is so beautiful.
这样的可爱
，So lovely.
这样的有秩有秩序
，Full of order.
我们都在那赞，都在那。赞美神。
We all praise the Lord.
但是只有在神的工作当中，有的工作比那工作比创造还要好。
But in all God's work, there is one thing that's better than His creation in the universe. And that work is His masterpiece. It is best work among God, all God's work. And that is God's house.
神的家乃是神的杰作。
God's house is God's masterpiece.
神的家乃借着神的恩典在那儿建立起来。
God's house is built.With His grace.
恩典充满在我里面。
When grace is filled within us.
从我们上彰显出来的时候。
When grace manifested through us.
圣的家就逐渐的在被建立起来。
You see that God's house is being built together.
所以我们是圣的杰作。
Therefore, we are His masterpiece.
最好的作品。
His best work.
亲爱的兄弟
们，这
是圣的家。
This is God's house.
第一，乃是借着恩典在建立起来。
First is built by grace.
第二，乃借着宝血。
Second is by blood.
他是我们这远离神的人。
All of us who are far from God.
因着在主耶稣基督里面。
But because we are in Christ.
借着他的血已经可以亲近了。
Through His blood, we can draw near to Him.
我们现在能够亲近神。
Now we can draw near to God.
亲近到我们这个我们好的行为。
It is not.It is not because of our good work.
不是因着我们的生活。
It is not based on our living.
也不是因着我们的表现。
It is not based on our conduct.
我们今天能够亲近神。
Today we can draw near to God.
乃是因着主耶稣的宝血。
It is because the blood of Jesus Christ.
如果不是因着不是主耶稣宝血。
Without His blood.
最好的人也不能亲近神。
The best person can still not draw near to God.
没有一个人能够来到神的面前。
No one can come to God.
没有一个人能亲近神。
No one can draw near to God.
人可以在那想。
Man can believe in God.
人可以在那祭拜神。
Man can worship God.
人没办法来到神的面前。
Yet man cannot come near to God.
没办法在那亲近神。
They cannot draw near to Him.
人没办法在那瞻仰神。
They cannot gaze upon His glory.
人没办法在那敬拜神。
They cannot worship.
你就是在那敬拜的话。
Even if you do worship.
你敬拜不到这位神。
You cannot worship to this God.
你祷告的话。
Even if you pray.
你也摸不着这位神。
You cannot touch this God.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道这件事情。
But sister, we know this.
有时候我们祷告，实际非常好听。
Sometimes we pray with beautiful words.
但是你看见和神没有接触起来。
Yet you can sense that you're not in one with God.
你怎么知道呢？
How do you know?
这我们自己就知道。
You know in your heart.
你祷告实际很好。
You can use beautiful words.
你心愿也很好。
You have a wonderful desire.
和神没有接触。
Yet you have not touched the Lord.
但是有的时候祷告。
But sometimes when you pray.
实际并不是很美丽。
Maybe you did not use wonderful words.
那我们自己啊，人也不太，生活也不算很好。
And maybe the example of our living is not good.
觉得我们不配来到神的面前。
We truly felt that we're unworthy to come before God.
那一个那个税吏一样。
Just like that tax collector.
他在吹着胸说：“主啊，求你可怜我这个罪。”
He beat upon his chest and said, "Lord, have mercy on me."
他实在是一个这个不像样的人。
He's truly not a good person.
但是，亲爱的兄弟们。因着在主耶稣基督里面，
借
着他所流的血，
by the blood which he shed,
他能够来到神的面前。
He can come before the Lord. He can draw near to God.
所以我们必须要认识这件事。
We must know this thing.
我们今天能够亲近神。
Today we can draw near to God.
能够他有美好的交通。
We can have wonderful fellowship with Him.
我们自己。
It is not dependent upon us.
我们主的宝血。
It is upon God's blood.
就好像我们在播饼聚会，我们的姊妹选的诗歌一样。
Just like the song which sister selected in this table.
纵然我的两手不罢休，一直在那工作。
Although I continue to work,
我的眼泪一直在流。
And my tear continue to shed,
仍然不能赎我的欠忧。
I still cannot redeem my sins.
必须你来拯救。
I still need you to come and save me.
只有借着
主的宝血。Only through your blood.
我们的罪得了赦免。
That my sins can be forgiven.
我们的过犯被洗净。
My transgressions can be removed.
使我们能够坦然无惧来到神的面前。
And I can come to you boldly.
因为借着他的血给我开到这一条又新又活的道路。
Through his blood, he opened up a new and living way for us.
弟兄姊妹。
But sisters.
主耶稣宝血不仅我们得救时候所需要的。
The blood of Christ is not something we need in the beginning of our conversion, but something we need daily.
我们一直要来到主的面前。
We need to come before Him.
我们一直要在亲近神。
We need to draw near to Him.
一直要在敬拜神。
We need to continue to worship Him.
我们需要站在宝血的根基上面。
Therefore, we continue needing His blood.
不是活在我们自己里面。
Not living in us.
乃是活在宝血的里面。
But live in the blood.
借着神儿子的血。
Through the blood of
God's Son,
we can come to Him boldly. We can draw near
to Him
and enjoy His presence.
这是神的家。
But sister, this is God's house.
借着血而建立起来。
God's house is built by His blood. Thirdly,
借着十字架。
It is through the cross.
当我们读到这一段圣经的时候啊，
when we read this portion of Scripture,
两个字，一个词是特别这个叫我们注意的。
There's two words that appeared very often.
这个词就是两下。
It is the word two and one.
刚才我们这个父弟兄告诉我们说。
Earlier, our brother John tells us.
这个外邦人和犹太人呢是两下。
The Gentiles and Jews are two.
啊，彼此之间呢很大的距离。
There's a great gap between the two.
很大的间隔。
There's a great distance between the two.
也很大的仇恨。
And there's a great hostility between the two.
不能够相容的。
They cannot be made into one.
为什么犹太人和外邦人这中间有这么大的隔，有这么大的隔阂？
Why is there such a great difference between the Jew and the Gentile?
有这么大的仇恨呢？
Why is there such great hostility?
那么这里就告诉我们说，
Here it tells us.
他说就是因着那个记在律法上的那规条。
It's because of the commandments and the regulation with in the law.
那么这些规条。
These commandments and regulation that came out of the Ten Commandments.
那么这些规条呢，神就嘱咐他们说。
And upon these regulations,
他们不能和外邦人来往。
God told them that they should not be associated with the Gentiles.
他们不能和外邦人一同坐下吃饭。
They cannot sit and eat with the Gentiles.
所以他们遵守这些规条。
So if they want to abide these regulations,
他们不仅是和外邦人不通婚。
They will not marry with the Gentiles.
并且呢，他们是那个不能这个。进到外邦人家里边去。
They will not even enter into a Gentile's home.
那更不能和他们一同吃饭。
Of course not to eat with them.
你知道这个对以色列人呢影响很大。
You know that this has great influence to the Israelites.
连彼得他蒙恩得救之后。
Even after Peter was saved.
他们的那个这个观念呢还没有改变。
He still cannot totally discard the concept.
你知道有一次他在那个安提亚的教会里面。
You know, once he was in the church in Antioch.
那是一个很好的教会。
That is a very good church.
他在那去看望他们的时候啊。
He went there to visit them.
跟弟兄姊妹一同有爱宴。
And he had love feast with the brothers and sisters.
在安提亚教会里多半都是外邦人。
In the church of Antioch is mostly Gentiles.
感谢主，他蒙恩得救了。
And we praise Lord because these Gentiles are saved.
非常的热心。
They're also full of zeal for the Lord. They're full of love for the Lord.
所以彼得既然去看望他们。
Since Peter went to visit them.
他们非常的高兴。
They were filled with joy.
所以他们就举行爱宴。
And they held a love feast.
那么在爱宴的时候。
In the love feast.
有人呢、啊、就告诉他们说。
And some people told them.
有弟兄啊从耶路撒冷来了。
There are some brethren came from Jerusalem.
从雅各那来了。
They came from James.
这彼得就怕得不得了。
And Peter was afraid.
他马上就站起来就跑掉了。
He stood up and then he ran away.
是你巴拿巴呢也随伙装甲。
Even Barnabas followed him.
那也跑掉了。
He also left.
为什么他们这样害怕？
Why were they afraid?
他们是从耶路撒冷来的。
They came from Jerusalem.
还可能对从耶路撒冷来的这些弟兄们，他们都熟悉的。
Of course, they know the brethren from Jerusalem.
但是你知道那个观念不同。
But you know that they have different concepts.
那耶路撒冷那些弟兄虽然蒙了得救了。
The brothers and sisters at Jerusalem, although they're saved. 但是他们
还是遵守那律法和规条。
Yet they still abide the commandments and the regulations. They will not associate with the Gentiles.
不可以和外邦人吃饭。
And they will not eat with the Gentiles.
这个彼得和外邦弟兄在那儿吃饭。
Now Peter is eating with the Gentiles.
这彼得一听啊就很害怕。
So when Peter heard that they're coming, he was afraid.
这弟兄们要知道这件事，回去攻击他。
He was afraid that the brothers would know about this and attack him later.
你说彼得不是很勇敢吗？
He said, wasn't Peter a very brave man?
当主耶稣被捉拿的时候，拿出来砍一砍。
When Jesus was being captured, he was the one that took out the sword and cut the ears.
马的骨头耳朵砍掉了。
And cut the servant's ear.
怎么会他这样害怕？
Why was he afraid?
弟兄姊妹，这就是一个人的天性。
My sister, this is the nature of a man.
有时表现得很勇敢。
Sometimes we are very courageous.
但有时候呢，又表现得很胆怯。
Yes, sometimes we are very timid.
他表现很胆怯。
And he was very timid.
许多时候就因他胆怯的缘故。
Many times because we are scared.
所以就表现勇敢。
Then we act as if we are courageous.
所以你不要听见有人大声跟你吼叫。
So if people yell at you,
你就害怕。
Don't be afraid.
很可能他是很胆怯的人。
Maybe he has a fear in
his heart. 所以他就大声跟你喊叫。
That's why he yelled at you.
等等，你声比他大的时候啊。
When your voice is louder than his,
他就跑掉了。
Then he will run away.
所以彼得就是这样一个人。
Peter was a man like that.
这是他的天性。
That's his nature.
所以那个观念在他里头深深印在他里面。
The concept has been deeply impressed in him.
犹太人以色列外犹太人和外邦人之间的那个间隔。
That is the difference between the Jews and Gentiles.
这一件事。
Because of this.
所以呢，就他们中间呢，越过那个间隔越大。
The difference become greater and greater amongst them.
那你说这规条律法的规条不是谁说给他们的吗？
You said, didn't God give them the commandments and regulations?
为什么会产生出这么大的难出来呢？
Why would this cause so much problem?
把规条给他们，就不让他们去救外邦人好了。
If God wanted to ask them to keep the commandments, then don't save the Gentiles.
给犹太人传福音。
Then we just preach to the Jews.
那问题不就是没有了吗？
Then we won't have any problem.
那这样神做事情岂不是很矛盾？
And isn't God contradicting himself?
弟兄姊妹要知道一件事。
One sister, we must know one thing.
律法上的规条乃是建立在人的肉体上。
The regulations of the law is established upon man's flesh.
乃是在人活着的时候，那规条来要求我们。
While we're still living, it has requests on us.
人死了之后。
After we're dead.
这规条就不能再约束。
These regulations can no longer bound us.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
因着我们在基督里头，我们已经和他同死了。
Because in Christ we are dead with him.
我们不在那律法的规条之下。
Therefore we no longer live underneath these regulations.
我们今天乃是得到释放，得到自由的一般。
Today we have been released.
虽然不是我们没有律法。
It doesn't mean that we don't have law.
那是我们律法乃是在我们心里头的。
But the law now is in us.
乃是生命律法。
It is the law of life.
生命在我们里面。
God's life now resides in us. It rules over us.And it makes requests of us. It is not a physical law that we have to abide.
犹太人和外邦人之间有很大的难处。
Therefore, there is a great problem between the Jews and Gentiles.
一面就指着犹太人，那个下，那一下就指着外邦人说的。
And the two refers to the Jews and the Gentiles.
这是从狭义方面来说，从狭义方面来说，从广义方面来说。
And broadly speaking,
那么这个两下乃指到我们每一个人。
The two refers to every one of us.
我们每一个人都是两下。
Every one of us has two.
在一个家庭里头两下。
In home we have this two.
丈夫是一下，妻子是一下。
The wife is one and the husband is the other.
那么这两下呀是不能和谐的。
And these two cannot be made into one.
丈夫有丈夫的理由，妻子有妻子的理由。
The husband has his way and the wife has her way.
这些理由都是很属灵的。
And all of them are very spiritual ways.
丈夫说，圣经告诉我们说，妻子要顺服丈夫。
The husband said, the Bible tells us that the wife must be obedient to the husband.
那妻子就说，他说，圣经告诉我们说，丈夫应当爱妻子。
The wife will respond and said, the Bible tells us.The husband should love the wife.
怎样为教会舍命舍己，这丈夫也该这样为妻子舍己。
How the Christ sacrificed himself for the church, the husband should do likewise.
每个人都有理由的。
Everyone had their reasons.
理由都很属灵的。
And their reasoning are all very spiritual.
你就因为这属灵理由在吵来吵去，争来争去。
And they argue with these spiritual reasons.
这个家庭啊，就变得两下了。
And the family becomes
就不能够和谐了。
There is no oneness.
当然还有很多很多的事情。
Of course, there are many other
things. 你有你意见，我有我的看法。
You have your opinions and I have mine.
你意见和我的看法不一样，就在争吵。
If we have different opinions, then we have arguments. We cannot have harmony. Family is like this.
弟兄姊妹。
Friends, sisters.
教会也是。
And the church is the same way.
很多时候在教会也有争吵。
Many times we see arguments in the church.
外面看起来是很和平的。
Outwardly we see peacefulness.
但是里面的那隔断的墙啊，已经建得相当高了。
But inwardly there is a wall building and the wall is pretty high.
为什么有这隔断的墙？
Why do we have this wall?
因为我们是两下。
Because we are two.
你是一下，我也是一下。
You're one and I'm the other.
你有理由，我也有理由。
You have reasons and I have mine.
你属灵，我也不见得输给你。
In your spiritual, I am not too bad either.
所以我们都是站在两下两下。
So we're all two.
外面没办法和谐。
We cannot be one.
亲爱的兄弟
们，什
么东西把我们分开？
What separates us?
当然，按照这里原则来说呢，就是律法上的规条的要求。
By principle is the law with the regulation.
我们彼此当然要求。
We have different requests.
你要求我这样，我要求你那样。
I request you to be like this, and you request me to be like that. I have requests of you, and you have requests of me.
所以那个要求啊，就渐渐建立出一个仇恨来了。
And this gradually build up the hostility.
因为我这样要求，你不能满足我的要求。
You have such requests, and I cannot fulfill.
我这个心里就很受伤。
And I am hurt.
很不快乐。
I am not happy.
不是我这样要求你，那你就这样听从。
If I make this request of you and you are obedient,
觉得很舒服。
Then I will be comfortable.
不是我要求你不听的话。
Yet if I request and you do not obey,
很难受。
Then I feel terrible.
所以弟兄姊妹，从外面来看呢，好像许多的要求。
Outwardly speaking, it seems that there are many requests,
许多的看法，
many advices,
把我们在这分开了。
That separates us.
但是从里面来看呢？
Inwardly,
叫我们分开的不是那些要求，也不是那些看意见看法。
What separates us from the inside is not just those requests,
我们里面的肉体。
But it's our flesh.
许多时候不是说我们意见都是 要一样的。
Many times it doesn't mean that we all need to have the same view.
我们兴趣都相同的。
That we all have the same habits.
这样要求的话，
if we have this kind of request,
永远都不能达到。
Then we will never have oneness in this life. Unless you compromise.
或者是马马虎虎。
Unless you become wishy-washy.
中国人常说客情相安啊。
The Chinese often say that we should live peacefully with the guest.
认真翻脸。
And if we are, true to each other, then we will fight with each other. Something like that.
是外面看起来好像很平安的。
Outwardly, it seems that we're at peace.
但是你真的认真的话，
But if you want to be sincere with each other,
争吵是，
then you see arguments. Why?
不是说意见不同的原因。
It is not because we have different opinions.
也不是看法不同的原
因。It is not because we have different views.
乃是我们肉体上受伤的原因。
It's because our flesh has been hurt.
意见不同是很好的事情。
Different opinions is actually good.
看法不同也是很好的一件事。
Different views are actually good.
为什么缘故？
Why?
因为一件事情啊，总是有好几面的。
Because with one matter, there's always different aspects.
有这个 front way， 就是那个前面那一面。
You can see things from the front.
你有后面那一面。
You had the rear view.
可能你是有侧面那一面。
Maybe you see from the side.
可能你从上面那一面。
Maybe you see from the bird's eye view.
你把手切一下，有当中那一面。
And maybe you cut and you have a sectional view.
当然看法不一样。
Of course we had different views of things.
我说手是很光滑的。
If I say my hands are very smooth.
不对。
You say no, you're not right.
手是很粗糙的。
The hand is actually very rough.
因为它从背面看。
Because you're looking at from the back.
那我说手是很好的，一点血都没有。
You said the hand is very good, it's very dry.
血是很血淋淋的，血很流很多的血。
There's no blood.
因为你把它切开，从切开那一面来看。
Oh, but you said the your hand is full of blood because you have cut the hand open and see from the section.
意见就不错。
But sister, these are all different views.
乃是让我看见整个的手是一个怎样的手。
But all these views help us to see what this hand is all about.
真相在表明出来。
It shows the true picture of the hand.
我说什么，你也说什么。
But if I say something and you say exactly the same thing.
我要你这样做，你就这样做。
I want to do things this way. You want to do exactly the same thing. Then we will often fall into mistakes. With different views.
有不同的看法。
With different opinions.
这是好的事情。
This is a good thing.
不好的事情。
The bad thing.
就是我们的肉体。
Is our flesh.
我们肉体受不了别人不听我们。
our flesh cannot stand when other people do not be obedient to us.
我说手是光很光滑的。
I said the hand is smooth.
但是你偏偏手是很粗糙的。
But you have to say that the hand is rough.
你跟我作对嘛。
Then you are against me.
你这样反对我嘛。
You are opposing me.
那我就受不了。
And I cannot stand it.
慢慢这个墙啊就建立起来了。
And gradually I built up a wall.
这个冤仇就产生出来了。
And the hostility was increased.
这个魔鬼在旁边在煽风点火。
And then Satan will fan the fire.
那么这个墙啊就建立越很快。
And you build the wall quickly.
仇恨的增加的很大，很多。
And enmity increased.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Brothers and sisters.
难处就在我们的肉体。
The problem is our flesh.
教会里许多的难处。
Many problems in the church.
多少的纷争。
So many dissensions.
家庭里面多少的不和睦。
So many disharmony in the home.
因为我们活在肉体。
It's because we still live in our flesh.
我们太体贴我们的肉体。
We still gratify to our own flesh. What is flesh?
肉体就是我们的自己。
Flesh is ourselves.
就是我们的本位主义。
It's I as a center.
那对吧？以自己为中心。
That I am the center.
我们是以自己为中心的人。
We're all very self-centered.
每一件都随着我的意思走。
We want everything to spread around us.
若是违背我的意思的话呢
？If you are contrary to myself, then my flesh is hurt.
所以弟兄姊妹，许多时候就是我们这样体贴肉体。
But sister, is so many times we submit to our own flesh.
能够对付我们的肉体。
We do not want to deal with our flesh.
所以在神的儿女们许许多的仇恨。
That's why we have so much hostility among each other. So much problem.
造成多少的间隔。
And there's so much separation.
在家庭也是这样。
It is same with the home.
人与人中间也是这样。
It is same among men.
感谢赞美主。
We praise the Lord.
我们的主耶稣他借着十字架。
Through cross.
已经撤毁了这隔断的墙。
He has already removed this wall.
他不是把这间隔解决了。
He did not just solve the problem this gap.
墙的根基给你撤掉了。
But he has totally destroyed the foundation.
那是建造在肉体的上面的。
This wall is built upon the flesh.
人活着的时候。
When we are still living.
你就有许多要求。
You have many requests.
那你也就希望满足这些要求。
And you want to satisfy your request.
当你对别人也有这些要求。
You have many requests of other people.
等到人死掉之后。
But sister, when this man is dead.
你要求有什么用处呢？
What good is it to your request? This man is dead.
你说你怎么一直躺在这里这么懒惰啊
？You say why are you lying there being so lazy?
天天躺在那里。
You lay there all day long. You don't do anything.
有没有用处呢
？What good is it when you say to a corpse?
不仅没有用处。
Not only is useless.
其实他也没办法。
And the corpse is dead.
一个死掉的人呢
？A person that is dead.
他脱离了律法的。
He has separated himself from the regulation. You cannot request him.
那你什么有用处呢
？Then what is useful?
你把生命给他。
You need to give him life.
你把生命给他。
You gave him life.
他活起来了。
Then he will come alive.
这时候了，那就 work 了，就发生果效了。
And this will work.
那么若是临死的人呢，没有办法。
But for a dead person, you have no way.
我们已经死了。
One sister, we are dead.
我们和基督已经同定十字架。
We have been crucified with Christ.
主已经把我们这个人呢，那个借着十字架这样杀死掉了。
And through the cross, God has put us to death.
需要我们在日常生活里头。
In our everyday living.
我们需要站在这十字架的根基上。
We need to stand on the foundation of the cross. We always continue to see that I am dead. I am nothing.If man did not listen to me, then what is it to me? I am dead.
我不能再体贴我自己。
I cannot submit to my own flesh.
我既然已经死掉了。
Since I'm already dead,
所以我就一直都站在死的地位上。
I continue to stand on the ground of death. I will deal with myself.
也舍弃我的自己。
I will sacrifice myself.
宁肯让自己受伤害。
I want to, it is better that I am hurt.
不要在那培养自己。
It is better than that myself be hurt than to to increase my flesh.
喂养自己肉体。
Many people feed their own flesh.
也一同来跟着喂养他肉体。
And other people can't follow them and feed their feed his flesh.
越长越大。
And the flesh becomes greater.
那不仅是教会的损失。
That becomes a great loss to the church.
那也是我们个人的损失。
That is also a great loss to the individual.
我们知道在神的家里头，在建造神的家一个最大的难处。
We know the greatest problem in the building of the God's house.
意见和看法的问题。
It is not the problem of our opinion, but it's the problem of our flesh.
若是人不听我们的时候，
when men do not listen to us,
我们还是在反抗呢，还是在那儿接受？
Should we object or should we accept?
亲爱的兄弟
们， and sisters,
我们的主耶稣他是神的儿子。
Our Lord Jesus is the Son of God. When he was on earth,
他是那样一个活在十字架底下。
He was a person that lived under the cross. He sacrificed all himself. And he has laid himself aside. He ought to be honored by all men. But many times people despised him. They looked down upon him. They even crucified him on the cross. And sisters, although our Lord Jesus died on the cross,He still shed his blood so that our sins can be cleansed. He still sacrificed his life to become our supply, to become our hope. Our Lord is the one that sacrificed. He is so holy and without any blemish. Yet he still sacrificed himself. He has become such a wonderful model for us.Today we need to sacrifice ourselves. Do not submit to our own flesh. Do not submit to our flesh. If Christ has discarded our flesh, his flesh, then we discard our flesh. This way we will not live in our flesh. Through cross, put our flesh to death. Then you will see the house of God building up.You will see that the wall of barrier has been removed. And we live in harmony. We see the kingdom of God appear. Friends and sisters, this is so important. The fourth thing is through the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit. If we do not live in the Holy Spirit, all these are just teachings.All these are just doctrines. It will not become real to us. Only the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He will cause grace to become a reality. He will cause blood to become a reality. And the cross will become reality. Brothers and sisters, live in the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit would change all these to become a reality to us.Not only this, our God will also become real to us. If you do not live in the Holy Spirit, although you can believe in God, you can honor Him, you worship Him, yet you still cannot touch Him. God is not real to you. Only live in the Holy Spirit, then our God is real. Our brother said that God is here.
他就活在我们中间。
And God is alive here.
但你一点都不实际。
But to you, it is not real.
当你活在圣灵里面的时候，
Francis, when you live in the Holy Spirit, you will see that God is here.
就在圣经里面，是在圣灵里面。
It is in the Holy Spirit.
一切的属灵事物都实际化了。
All the spiritual things become a reality to you.
都有了果效。
You will have the fruit.
都产生出能力。
You will have the power.
亲爱的兄弟们，
Francis,
我们不能离开圣灵。
We cannot leave the Holy Spirit. We must live in the Holy Spirit. We must walk in the Holy Spirit. Do not live in your flesh, but live in the Holy Spirit. Living in flesh is all vain. But living in the Holy Spirit is the truth. He is the Spirit of reality. He is also the Spirit that reveals to us. He shall reveal Christ to us.
我们看见我们的主耶稣，他就是我们的根基。
We shall see that Christ is our foundation.
我们所站立的根基。
It is the foundation that we stand on all our life. It is a stable foundation that will never be shaken.
他就是方脚石。
Our Lord Jesus is the cornerstone.
把我们众人连接起来。
He is the one that connected all of us together.
让我们对主能有真实的认识。
He caused us to have the true knowledge of our Lord. One sister, we need the Holy Spirit. We need to live in the Holy Spirit.
神一切属灵是主的救恩是实际的。
Not only the salvation will be real to us,
并且神国的一切的丰富等在我们都是实际的。
But also all the abundance and the richness of God's kingdom will become real to us.
神的荣耀
God's kindness,
神的忍耐
His glory, His patience,
这一切的丰富
all His abundance
在圣灵里面都是实际的。
Will become real to us through the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit,
这一切不过是些假论，就是。
All these are just
some
kind of talk.
我们要活在圣灵里面。
But sister, we must live in the Holy Spirit.
我们就是在神的国里头。
Then we can reside in His kingdom.
并且我们是和圣父同国。
And we will receive the kingdom with the saints.
为什么要和圣父同国？
Why do we receive the kingdom with the saints?
因为圣的国实在太丰富。
Because His kingdom is so rich. It is not something that we can enjoy by ourselves. It is not to enjoy by just a few brothers and sisters. But all the children of God. We are all in His kingdom. We can all enjoy His abundance. And this is His richness will never be depleted. When we enjoy His fullness, you see that the manifestation of His richness will be so perfect. We will no longer be a foreigner, but we are fellow citizens with God's people. We are members of God's household. And then we can love one another because we are in the same household. One sister, this is building up God's house. These four aspects are very important. We cannot be lack in any of this. First, God's house is built on His grace. And the grace itself is Christ Jesus. He has put on the form of flesh. He is filled with grace and truth. Christ is truth. He is grace. And this Lord that becomes flesh, this Lord that lives in us, that is the grace that God has given us.
Francis,
we must live in grace and allow grace to increase in us so that God's house can be built up. We need to rely upon the blood of God's Son. Do not rely upon our own conduct, but rely upon His blood so that we can draw near to God anywhere. We need to enjoy His presence. It's such a blessed life. Bearing the cross. The cross resolves our problem. It removes our flesh so that we can be made into one. We can be made into a new creation. We can be made into one body. Live in the Holy Spirit. Then all the spiritual things will become real to us. All the fullness of the kingdom of God will become real to us. Only through the Holy Spirit. This will become real. Spirit is also the spirit of revelation. He revealed Christ to us so that we have the true knowledge of Christ. He is our foundation. He is our cornerstone. He is one that we rely upon. He also binds us together that we can become the house of God. We can be built together. This way, you see that the house of God began to increase. It began to build up. And it becomes a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit.
这就是今天早上所讲的。
This is what I'd like to share with you this morning.
弟兄姊妹对这两件事我要确实的认识。
I hope that you will have true understanding.
头一件事要认识什么是神的家。
First, we must know what is God's house.
第二件我们要认识神的家怎样被建立起来。
Second, we need to know how the God's house is built together.
愿意主对我们说话比我说的更清楚。
May the Lord speak clearer than my words.
比我说的更多。
May the Lord speak more than my words.